The cyber attack that's lasted for days.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. An aggrieved sender of unsolicited email, that is to say spam, is reportedly behind a widespread cyber attack that's going on even now. Internet users around the world have been noticing sluggish responses from even sophisticated computer systems, such as Netflix. What happened is a company that fights spam blocked a company that reportedly makes money from spamming, and now the spammer is fighting back. Cyberbunker, based in the Netherlands, believes that the blocking of its servers is an abuse of authority by Spamhaus, the anti-spam company. Spamhaus now finds its computers under attack, and other parts of the Internet are feeling it. Alex Cox is a lead security researcher at the firm RSA.
The concept that's involved here has a specific name in the cybersecurity world, and it's called bulletproof hosting. And that's the idea that, you know, companies that run in places, countries or legal places that they don't have maybe mature cybercrime laws or laws that allow them to easily take down people that want to be bad. These guys pull up these services like this one and question and say, we'll host anything you want, you know, and as long as you pay us, we'll host anything you want. And we're comfortable enough with that, you know, we can't be taken down. And, thus the term bulletproof.
Cox says he thinks some international cooperation will lead to this attack getting stopped soon. Cyberbunker says it won't allow child porn on its servers or some terrorism-related materials, but just about everything else it allows.